It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great atmosphere. It's always busy. Big, huge projector televisions showing golf and whatever is on. And it's a great bar, really. Is the Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM? Please, please, please cover this. That was three pleases. I've never contacted you before, but I am so upset over this. My 10-year-old daughter came in off the road yesterday crying. One of the young fellas on the road, who is actually in the same class as her in school, was racist towards her. He walked up to her and told her to, quote, go back to Africa, and that she had a Malteser head. By the way, she's Irish, I'm Irish, her father is from Uganda, she's mixed race. I couldn't believe what was said to her. I called to the parents' house, and the father brushed it off, saying, it's just kids being kids. Sorry? What? That is not right. What can I do about this? Kilester is not a racist place, but this kid needs to know this is wrong and should be punished. His father can't even see the harm. My daughter doesn't even want to go back out to play. Where are kids getting this shit from? And that's from a lady in Kilester who's, as you could hear, very upset over what was said to her daughter. It's a shocking story, isn't it?
She just wants to be known by Sarah. She doesn't want to give out her full name, by the way. Sorry, and I know Amanda forgot to take her full name off it, but please just refer to her as Sarah, because this is a very, thorny issue at the moment. I was disgusted. Now, I've spoken to her. Adrian hasn't spoken to her. I had the pleasure of speaking to her before we came on. She is very, very, very upset over what was said. And just after hearing that message again from her, I'm seething, I am.
Mm. This is a 10-year-old kid as well, so in the same class. So this 10-year-old kid was using language like, go back to Africa. And
which I never understood. Africa's a continent, lads, by the way.
We were talking about a 10-year-old here.
Yeah.
Okay? And then called her a Malteser head.
Now, the thing is, if an adult does that, they will be videoed and it'll be up on social media and they'll be shamed and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you, and this is a question we're asking you guys, I don't have the answers. I don't have the answers to this. But how do you deal with something like that? As she said, Sarah called to the house and the response she got, I think, is ridiculous, isn't it? That's just what kids do.
He said it's just kids being kids.
Now, I will say a lot of people on our page were blaming the parents, and they were saying that they're learning this from the parents. I don't think that's necessarily true. Do you?
What, that the child learned language like Malteser head off mammy and daddy?
Yeah, that's not. Why do people automatically think that it's the?
No, I'd say the child learned it from other kids.
Yeah, and I think so. So, but do you think the parents should have taken it more? Well, what would you have done if that was your kids?
I'd bash them around the place.
Well, you can't bash kids around the place.
Okay, but figuratively bash them around the place.
But what?
It's not acceptable to be saying things like that.
But do you think that
is, well, I certainly wouldn't say, leave it out, it's only kids being kids.
Okay, so do you think that it's learned from the parents? And again, we have to be very careful here, because from what I believe, the road that this happened on is a very small road. So we're talking about maybe 15 families that live on this road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to identify anybody, and I certainly don't want to accuse the parents of this child of being racist. Would you think that it's down to the parents?
The parents should certainly be correcting the child and not just saying it's just kids being kids.
But do you think it's possible for a child to say so? And that is a disgusting thing to say to a mixed race child. I don't know, are mixed race children getting racist abuse now?
Well, obviously.
Obviously this child here, but is this a common thing?
I don't know.
If you do have a mixed race child, I would love to hear from you to find out how bad of a problem this is, or how serious of a problem this is. So are we right to assume that it came from the parents? Because I don't think we are. You can't always assume.
No, but this particular parent, this particular father is actually making matters worse by not dealing with it. He didn't punish the child. He just said, it's just kids being kids. Now, that's the part that I have the problem with, that he literally dismissed it and didn't take any action against the child. The child should be punished. The child should be taught that it is not right and not acceptable to be using racist language like that at children.
And why? So you don't think that the parents would have said that to the child?
Sure, he said, the father said to that woman, Sarah, we're calling her, it's just kids being kids. He didn't say, leave that with me, I'll sort this out, that'll never happen again, which is what he should have said.
Yeah.
He just said, it's just kids being kids. So he's actually making the matter worse.
Okay, so what can you do? That is the question. And what can you do when a child is being racist? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because when it's an adult, you can obviously, there's repercussions and stuff. You can call the guards, it can be hate speech, yeah? But when it's a 10-year-old boy that lives in that road, do you believe that a 10-year-old kid can be racist?
This 10-year-old kid is being racist.
No, but is he just saying it? Kids say things, and I'm not excusing.
Okay, he clearly,
it's disgusting.
He clearly said, go back to Africa because this this child is...
Is mixed race.
Is mixed race,
yeah.
Okay? So
yeah.
She obviously looks black, and this young fella associates black people with Africa and said, go back to Africa. And then calling the child Malteser head, it's just disgusting.
But do you think a 10-year-old even knows that that's racist? That's the point I'm trying to make.
Let's kick off with Jessica.
The only thing that can be done is if the schools actually punish the bullies. But we all know for a fact that's not going to happen because schools are seemingly allergic to punishing bullies. But this isn't like natural behaviour for kids. They're just taught how to be racist. But that being said, kids will find anything. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, for God's sake, I was picked on for being fat and wearing glasses. If they find anything that they can use as a target, they will, and they will fling so much shit onto it that flies will come round. That's just how kids are. Unfortunately, they're horrible, they're ruthless little creatures. The only thing that can happen is that the school punish the bullies accordingly, but we all know they won't. Just a sad reality.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon,
a daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
How's it going, Adrian?
Good, Mark. What do you want to say on this? This child says to a little girl, a mixed race girl, go back to Africa, call the child Malteser head. And we're asking basically what can be done when a child is being racist.
I don't agree with it, but as I said in my text to you this morning, I believe that this is a massive problem in Ireland with the government. And it's the government that are turning young kids are seeing parents at protest, they're talking about the immigration. And they're gonna, you know what kids are like? They're like sponges, they are gonna pick it up. And like most of them, it's the kids that are gonna suffer in the years to come. So I can't blame the parents either, because I blame the government because of what they've let.
Blame the government on a 10-year-old child saying go back to Africa?
Yeah, because of what the kids are seeing. The kids are seeing 120,000 people marching the streets saying we want our own streets back. They can see, like, Colestor is one of these deprived areas. Do you see what Coolock done for the protest? Like, this is all connected. Because I've never heard of hate crime or anything like that in the last few years. But you have to say, in the last 4 or 5 years, it's gone through the roof, racism. And it's the frustration of the Irish people.
And sorry, you believe that the increase in racism is down to the government. It's the government's fault.
Well, yeah, how they're running the country, yeah, because as I said, parents now, you look at every Irish parent, they're all at protest and they want their country back and all. So the kids are growing up learning this. Like, it's like, what, you can't blame the kids. Listen, I don't like a 10-year-old saying that to anybody, like they shouldn't say it, but what's going on in society in the last few years is can't blame the parents either, because the parents are frustrated with it. Like, I don't know anything about this case, but I don't know how
this kid is Irish, born and bred here. Her dad happens to be from Uganda. She's mixed race, and she gets told to go back to Africa, and you're saying that it is the government's fault.
Well, I'm not blaming the government for the kids saying that, but you have to realise what's going on in the last few years. As I said, this has got like hate speech and this is going to go through the roof in the next couple of years in Ireland, because the Irish people have had enough of what's going on. And unfortunately, it's the young little kids that are going to be picked on. But
hang on a second. I'm confused here. This 10-year-old boy from Killester that told this girl to go back to her own country.
Where do you think the 10-year-old learned it from? You look at the process.
But she's Irish, Mark. The girl is Irish. She's a 10-year-old from Killester. She just happens to be mixed race. Her father happens to be... Where is he from, Adrian? Uganda, is it?
Uganda, yeah.
She's an Irish girl.
So how long is her father living in Ireland?
What has that got to do with anything?
Because it's got to do with what we're saying.
No.
That these people are coming in. He's probably only how long are you living in Killester?
Sorry.
Like, we need to know a bit more information on this story, not just that a young kid is slagging a black girl.
Sorry,
it's not that
simple. She's okay. First of all, she's not a black girl. She's mixed race, Mark.
Mixed race.
She is born and bred in Ireland. Her mother is Irish. She's as Irish as I am and you are. The father.
Her mother, yeah.
Yeah. Now, why are you saying it like that? Oh, the mother. So the child is 150% Irish. The father happens to be from Uganda. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what has this child got to do with the immigration problems that are, which Ireland does have an immigration problem, by the way, but it's absolutely nothing to do with a child that just happens
to
be mixed
race. I'm not saying it's nothing got to do with it, but what's going on in Ireland in the last few years, you must realise, as I said, kids are sponges. They listen to everything that's going on and they can see everything on social media. Out in Coolock themselves, all the protests, they can see all this.
And
the kids obviously feel how the parents feel, because the parents are frustrated that they're not getting anywhere with the housing crisis and stuff like that.
Okay, so it is because of our immigration situation in Ireland that kids like this are picking up racist taunts and using them against kids.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot worse in the few years to come. Unfortunately, you are. It's not a nice thing, but you are going to see this happening an awful lot more because of what's going on in the state.
But how is a 10-year-old girl, an Irish girl that just happens to have darker skin than you or me, how is she connected to the immigration problem and the housing problem? She's a 10-year-old girl.
Kids don't know this. Kids look at the colour of the skin and they think that. That's all it is. But what I'm saying is, we're saying we're blaming the parents, but I don't think we should blame the parents. Like, yeah, parents should put a bit of manners on their kids, but what's going on in schools and all now, it's got, like, kids are not allowed to even have plays in their school because of what other cultures are in their school.
This girl is in a different culture. Oh, Jesus Christ. This girl is the same. She's Irish, Mark.
I'm not blaming this girl alone. I'm just saying it's not just this girl, a coloured girl or half caste or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's
mixed race. Mixed race is the expression, Mark.
It's happening everywhere and you're going to see the problem worsen. And let's call a spade a spade. We are going to see races in Ireland a lot worse in the years to come.
So, 10-year-old girl...
You're almost condoning racism. You're saying, oh, well, it's...
No, you're mixing me words up there. I'm not condoning it, but I'm saying you have to be prepared. It's going to happen a lot more in Ireland.
Okay, stay there for one second. So you don't blame the parents. You blame everything else that's going on around us, protests in the likes of Coolock or whatever, for kids picking up this racism.
Big time, definitely, yes.
But how, Mark, I'm confused here. How can that young fella, the 10-year-old young fella from Killester, yeah?
Where did the 10-year-old that said this get it from? He obviously had a protest with his parents or something, and he heard it on the telly or on YouTube or something like that.
But
like, he didn't just say these words. You don't learn these words in school.
No, you don't.
But where is the... I'll ask you the question again, Mark. Where is the connection between the immigration problem and the housing problem and all that? Where's the connection between this poor 10-year-old girl who happens to be mixed race?
She's a victim of race. I understand that. But my argument today is that you're going to see this a lot more because of the situation in Ireland.
Stay there for a second, Mark, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Una, what did you want to say on this? What can be done when a child is being racist towards another child?
Well, as you know, I'm a school warden and I never see it happen, but I've seen it happen once and I told the young lad and I wouldn't mind to scream him. I said, you are really brave. Why don't you talk to that lad like that? And I went up to school and I taught him. So I couldn't. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. No, it's not to do with the marches or what's going on. It's the parents. They hear from the parents. Everything comes from the parents, you know. And that's where the children hear. But you've only been sitting in the bus and you hear one like, oh, they're taking over the country and all this. No, it's not to do with them. You know, it's the parents and the people around.
But okay, so you believe now, we don't have them to speak to, but you believe that this kid is learning this sort of racist language from their parents.
Of course they are. Should it be? You hear the parents saying, oh, look at this. He's got a house and the Irish kid. You know all this rubbish. And then they hear them calling them names. I wouldn't name some of this. I hear them myself. Of course. It's not to do with the matches. It's the parents. They're the ones that brought them into the world. You know what I mean? None of my kids went down like that. I'm not saying it. You know what I mean? It's the parents. That's right, the parents.
Well, there you go. Definitely the parents that are at fault here. This kid...
Well, hold on, Adrian. Why are the parents lately in the last few years using this type of language? Because of what's going on in Ireland.
That's not got to do with a 10-year-old child that's been raised.
No, it's not.
She doesn't understand.
Kids are sponges. They're going to learn everything. But what my problem is, you're all blaming the parents, but you just have to realise that the parents have it up to their tits now with it. They're frustrated because of what's going on in the country. They're saying it in around a 10-year-old. That's how a 10-year-old's learning. But why are they saying in the first place? Because of the frustration of the Irish people. I don't think it's right, but that's what's happening, and we must open our eyes to it. This problem is going to get worse as years go. A lot worse.
No, it won't get worse. If the parents...
Of course it will. You have Irish kids that are mixing with all different races, and it is going to get worse. Trust me.
It's not the child's fault. Why is the child?
I know it's not the child's fault, but what's going on? The parents are out on marches all the time, fighting for the child's generation.
That's their issue.
And this is what's happening.
No, I don't agree. My opinion.
We all have different opinions, and that's why I come on the radio to say, give my opinion.
So the bottom line is, Mark, you believe that kids are picking this stuff up almost on the street, because of the way in which people are involved in protests and everything else.
100%, Adrian. Yes.
But Una,
the problem is going to get worse in the years to come if something doesn't change big time.
And Una, you believe that it is down to the parents that this kid is likely to have picked up this racist language from their parents.
Yes, and the school should be taught about this as well. Explain to the children. Explain to them. You know what I mean? And try and get them out of that. That's terrible. It is terrible.
How do you explain to your 10-year-old child in 10 years' time the way the government's running this place, you'll be still living in my box room? How do you explain that to an Irish child?
What's that got to do with this 10-year-old kid?
That's why the frustration is coming out. You don't seem to get me point. People are frustrated, and that's what's happening. They go to these mad protests, they bring their kids with them, and you see it's happening every second weekend. There's a new protest, and then you have the counter protesters against them. The stuff that they do be saying, kids are listening to all that.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Mark. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in Keith.
Go away, will you, Sweezer? Fucking racial bullshit. You know, like, there's people out there doing this to get claims, you know, because this country gives it out like confetti. Honest to God, one of the worst things that could have been called about 2 or 3 years ago was a racist. Not anymore. There's a lot of people wearing that shit with pride now, because you know what? It's just been out. It's been burnt out. The name has been burnt out. We're not fucking racist. The shit that's happening to the fucking country that's being forced on us, this is people just pissed off. Right, yeah. And as you see, it's trickling down into generations. So what's 20, 30 years' time going to be like? This is not the Irish people's fucking fault. We were never colonizers. We never had slaves. Nothing like that. These people come here and call us fucking racist because of the shit that we do say. Now, I know you're saying she's mixed race, whatever. It's terrible. But look, it is what it fucking is.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
How are you going? Hello, thanks.
Good, thanks, Anya. What did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, I'm absolutely sick to my stomach to hear what Mark was after saying about that child not being Irish, about the mixed race child. not being Irish. I'm absolute sick to my stomach. All I heard out of him was he was condoning what that 10-year-old boy was after saying to that young girl.
Mark, do you think you're condoning what this 10-year-old kid did or said?
No, I'm just calling a spade a spade.
No, you're not, Mark.
It's what's happening in society nowadays in Ireland. And I can tell you, like the racism is going to go through the roof in the next few years. And it's not because of, it's because of people's frustration. And that's exactly what it is.
Mark, can I ask you something?
You can indeed, love.
Thank you. My son is mixed race. His father is Nigerian, right? Where's my son from?
Your son's from Ireland, I'd hope.
Yeah, so why are you turning around saying that little girl is not Irish?
I never said she wasn't Irish.
Yes, yes, you did. Yes, you did, Mark.
No, I didn't. Go back and listen.
I will go back and listen because I know what I heard.
She's Irish, but this whole...
It's not got to do with a passport, Mark. And it doesn't matter how long her father has been living in this country.
Well, I think it does, because if my father's only living in the country a year and got a free house, of course it matters, because that's what's pissing people off. And this is the problem.
You haven't got a clue what you're talking about. You really
don't. You do. Off you go.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You yourself, Anya, have a mixed race child. What age is your child?
He's two, Adrian.
He's two. Okay, so he hasn't. He hasn't experienced anything like this, obviously, at only two. But are you worried that he will be subjected to this sort of racist rubbish from kids?
I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified, so I am.
Well, Mark is saying, by the way, Mark, you were saying about the father of this 10-year-old in Colester. How many years is he here? He could be only here 1 year. Obviously, he's not only here a year. He has a 10-year-old baby.
No, I said that about your caller on the phone, Jeremy.
Oh, sorry.
Not about Sarah's partner.
Sorry. What country is your partner from, Anya?
Nigeria.
No, how many years is he here?
He's here 15.
15 years. Mark.
Yeah, well, that's happy days for him. He's an Irish citizen himself, so.
Yeah, he is. And what's our problem?
I don't have a problem with that.
But what you're saying, seemingly
you do.
In your ears, in your brain.
Mark is arguing that because of our immigration policies in this country, because of the anger that a lot of people feel about that, this sort of racism is only going to get worse, and more and more kids are going to be making comments like this. You just said you're terrified for your child. Do you agree with him, what he's saying, that this is only going to get worse?
In some aspect, Adrian, yeah, I do. But the rest of what he was after saying, I don't agree with at all. Like, I am sorry that little girl was racially abused. I'm really, really sorry that she was racially abused. And for that son's father, he's more racist than his son, to be quite honest with you. Not only should the parents teach their children of different nationalities, different cultures, and things like that, the schools should also be teaching the children that there's not only one culture, there's different cultures and different nationalities. The schools should bring that education in for children to learn about the different nationalities, to learn about the different cultures.
And Mark, I mean, she has a point. We should be teaching kids tolerance rather than saying what you're saying, which is this is only going to get worse. We should actually be teaching children more tolerance.
Adrian, when I was a child, racism was never a thing that I ever thought of. I never spoke racist to any children. But as I said, in the last few years, I've actually probably taught to be a bit
racist.
It's
been going on more than a few years, Mark. It's been going on way more than a few years.
Exactly, but do you not think the situation's getting worse because of what's going on in the Ireland? Yes or no? It's a simple question.
what?
Like, Irish families are fucking frustrated with what's going on, and it's going to relay down to their kids, and that's just the way life works.
Just because the families are frustrated doesn't mean that a 10-year-old boy needs to racially abuse another child.
When they're frustrated and you have 150,000 protesting on Connor Street with their kids, for their kids' future, and the kids are seeing what's going on, what do you think that...
Do you really think the father was after bringing that 10-year-old into the process?
I don't believe in that case, no. But I think in the general aspect, that this racism is going to get worse because of what's going on in Ireland today. And let's be honest with you.
I
don't think any child should be racially abused, but it's going to get worse. That's all I'm saying. It's going to get a lot worse because of what's going on, and the Irish families that are getting frustrated, they're going to march.
But listen, hang on, Mark, this is an Irish family we're talking about. They live in Killester. Their daughter is Irish. The mother is Irish. The father happens to be from Uganda. They are an Irish family.
I never saying they're not Irish, but I'm just saying this is going to happen a lot more.
You said that little girl was an Irish.
They were not my words out of my mouth, love.
I'm not taking any words out of your mouth. You're well able to do that for yourself.
I know, and I'm well able to speak up for myself, and I'm telling you what's going on, and you are just hiding under a pillow. Because if you think that racism in Ireland's not going to get worse in the next 5 to 10 years, you are all crazy. Because as I said, I'm not racist, but in the last few years, I'm fucking very frustrated what's going on and what's happening in here, and that is going to relay down to the children.
But not frustrated with a 10-year-old child, surely.
I'm not saying I'm frustrated with a 10-year-old child. I'm frustrated with what's going on in the country and what they're letting in and all, and how we're being held, getting held ahead of the Irish people. Do you not think this caused frustration with the Irish
that's
people?
Not what the topic
there's,
is,
there's
that's
a difference, though, Mark, between frustration and racism. And this kid is literally...
Exactly. He's talking about a 10-year-old kid saying it.
Yes.
And why is that 10-year-old kid saying it? Because of what they're hearing at these marches all the time. Because the amount of people that are fucking annoyed. The kids, as you said, the kids don't learn about fucking Maltese ahead in school.
Stay there for a second. I've been asked to play a voice note for you. Have a listen to this, please, Mark.
Parents in Cluster aren't that them protests. Unfortunately, they have to work. Unlike the certain majority that go to them protests.
I don't really know what he's getting at there. I saw one of those protests in town yesterday afternoon, and there were several children at that protest in town yesterday.
Did you see the trouble yesterday, Adrian, with the police and all?
I did, yeah.
And there you go. And this is what I'm saying. People are bringing their kids into these marches because they're sick of what's going on. It's for their kids that they're doing it for the next generation. And this is what the kids nowadays are seeing all the time. And they're hearing the likes of this Maltese ahead and all. Get them out. And what do you think, Scott? They're brought up to learn that. And it's unfortunate that's the way it's going. But as you said, 20 years ago, Ireland was never a racist country until what's going on the last few years. Let's be honest here, lads. I'm not racist, but let's be honest about the situation we're in here. It's going to get worse.
And the victims of this just happen to be children, then so be it.
Unfortunately, the victims are kids in schools and all. Unfortunately, I wouldn't want any kid to be, because it'll affect the kid for the rest of their lives. I understand that. But you have to realise, why are they doing it? Why are young kids, like, 20 years ago, you wouldn't hear a kid in school calling any black fella a Maltese head. You never would. We let anyone into the country, Polish, everything. We're not a racist country. But what's going on lately in Ireland is causing a massive stir with the Irish people. And it's unfortunate that when they bring their kids to these protests, this is the stuff that they're listening to. They're seeing their mas and dads or aunties and uncles getting battered by police for standing up for their rights. And this is what's happening. I don't know how you can't see this.
In fairness, that's a topic we've done before, and I'm sick to the back teeth of telling parents to stop bringing your kids. A protest like that about immigration
isn't... But why are they doing the protest, Jeremy? They're doing it because in a few years' time, they
know that their kids are going to be sitting in the box room until they're 50.
But a kid, yeah, but that's not, don't blame the immigrants on everything.
I'm not blaming the kid, but at the end of the day, it's a kid that's going to suffer down the line because of what's going on. So and you, even with the race, it's the kid's kid. I don't expect any kid to be racially abused, but it's going to happen a lot more.
So this girl, Sophia, 10 years of age, Irish girl, and just
should never be racially abused. I totally accept that. She should never be spoken to like that. But all my opinion is that it's going to happen a lot more. And let's hope it's not happening to kids and it's happening to older people. But I don't think so. I think the youth of today are going to be just as bad.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Joe. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joe?
How are you, boys? How's it going?
Good, Joe. What do you want to say on this?
Listen, Mark, you're this stereotype of Irish person I absolutely detest. Like, racism runs through your blood and you don't even hear it. Like, that lady's come on before.
You're wrong there, mate.
Listen, let me say my bit, buddy. Listen, you're talking about race in the last 4 or 5 years. I've got a 35-year-old nephew. He's black and living back in Mullingar. So anyways... That's 35 years ago. The kid was destroyed as a teenager. Years ago, the only black kid in where we live. And then my sister's a Nigerian guy, and she's got two black kids. And what they had to go through, all their schooling. And now one of them having the best time of his life in America. And the other guy is, I'm picking him up. I'm actually going to Toronto now to pick him up in the airport. Because you think this only lasts 4 or 5 years. My sister brought the boyfriend into the house. All the neighbors came around and said, "What's the black guy doing in the house?" It runs through the veins of Irish people, but a lot of people have moved on. Like Jeremy, by the sound of it, and we've all moved on. Things are happening. Life's changing. If you want to experience poverty and you want to see how these people really live, well, go over. I went over to South Africa twice with Niall Mellon Township. Go over and work in the slums. Go over and see how they actually live, like, and how their culture is. But you're tarring every one of them with one brush. And that young girl, you're saying that got messed up with that racial abuse. Like, that's coming from the parents too. You don't blame or the protest. Well, okay,
Joe, what about his argument that this is going to happen more and more because people in Ireland are getting more and more frustrated, and unfortunately, racism is rearing its ugly head. But he believes that it's inevitable because of what is happening in this country with immigration.
You know what the best thing can happen, Mark, right now, and it happened to a friend of mine too. I'm going to wish this on him, and I hope he's the nicest guy ever. Mark, I hope your daughter comes home someday with a black guy, and he's the nicest guy ever, looks after her forever, and loves the girl forever, and has kids for her. That will change your perspective.
Because as I said, I'm not racist. I'd put on the kettle if my daughter came in with a black man. That's not my problem.
I'm a bystander here. I was actually home in Ireland there for 7 days. I just got back. I swear to God,
so you don't live in Ireland at the minute, do you know?
I don't live in Ireland. I live in a multicultural city.
You don't know what's going on in the country. This is the problem. You don't know what's going on. You're only going back and forward.
Mark, I have met you. I spent 35 years. Or 30 years in Ireland, putting up with this stuff. Protecting my nephews for years and years in school and on the road and just constant stuff. And you're saying it's only going to get worse.
Yes,
you haven't probably left Dublin in your whole fucking lifetime.
I've travelled half of the world, mate. I've had friends that are all different nationalities. I'm not racist. But you don't know what's going on a day-to-day basis, my friend.
Listen, I was home there for 10 days. I didn't see fuck all going on. Like,
yeah, well, you're living in a little town full of about 200 people, for fuck's sake. Come on.
My aunt lives in Rathfarnham. I was up there in Rathfarnham. Like, it's not a big deal. What I'm trying to say is, this topic is about this little girl, and you're saying it's not the parents' fault, and the kids are going to bumped into all this racism. It does come from the parents. and it does come from the household, because a lot of parents generally
Joe, the point he's making,
you're missing my point here. It's going to get a lot worse in here. I know. I don't like any children being racially abused. It shouldn't happen, but it's going to happen, because the likes of Joe hasn't lived in Ireland for 20 odd years. He doesn't know what's going on in the 20 years. Yeah, he's probably on the phone to his aunties and uncles, but they don't know the extent of what's going on in Ireland. People are getting frustrated, and Adrian and Jeremy, you can see that yourselves. You can see the growing against immigration. You can see yourselves. And that's the problem. This is going to get worse. Unfortunately, it is going to get worse. And I don't like it. But that's the life we live in now.
Stay there for a moment. Our number is 0858252626. I have to play this. Eddie.
Good topic. So how does that lady deal with her kid being racially abused by another child? Well, she went to the parents of that child. And that child... parents just brushed it off, and that kids being kids, so there's nothing really she can do in terms of chastising their kid, because it's not her kid. All she can say to her kid is explain things, educate her own child, and say, look, what she said was wrong, it's racist, and tell her to steer clear of them. Now, the chap you have on the phone now, he is right in terms of immigration is the hot topic. It's the number one topic all across the country, and people are frustrated. So that's all the kids are hearing out in the street, you know, Paki this, or Muslim this, or black this, you know. And they could be hearing it in the house as well. So you hear things and you pick up on them and use them words. You don't even know what they mean. You just say them. That's what kids do, you know. Jesus, and I still remember the first time I heard the word fucking gay bag. Everyone was using it. It's just, it's not nice. But like I said, there's nothing she can do to chastise the other kid. It's up to those parents, and they're just going to let it ride. Unfortunately, you don't have any recourse to discipline their child.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this?
Just as I said in my voice, no, I don't believe for a second that that child being racially abused had anything to do with what's going on in the country at the minute. That is being targeted because of our skin colour. Not all immigrants are black. So, I mean, that child has been taught at home to be racially abusive to black people in general. They have generalised black people there as a whole rather than immigrants. So it's not right either way to be racially abusive to anybody of any skin colour or any nationality. But somebody who has taught their child that black people are not our equals, or, you know, whatever they've taught them at home, it has nothing to do with immigration. It has to do with somebody's skin colour. That's how I see that situation.
And Mark's point has been that this problem of racism in Ireland is only going to get worse because of the immigration policies in this country. You don't agree with that, do you not?
No, I don't, because if you look at all that's going around at the minute, it's all men coming in. So if that were in fact the case, that parents were educating their children that Ireland is letting in a load of fighting aged men, why would other children have an issue with children of colour? They wouldn't, surely. They would have an issue with foreign men walking around. That is something that has been taught to that child at home because of somebody's skin colour.
And you don't believe it's because of kids actually hearing this sort of thing at protests and everything else and being very conscious of it, and it is manifesting itself in this sort of racist language then that the kids are picking up, not necessarily from their parents?
100%. That can be the case, 100%. In my opinion, kids shouldn't be at those protests because they are very race-driven, and get them out because of their nationality or their skin colour. They're very racist protests as far as I'm concerned. I think that there is a broader issue here and a better way to maybe deal with it. But I do feel that if your child is at those protests and only picking up that people of colour are an issue, then that is something that's also been taught at home.
Well, Mark, do you want to respond to that?
Not really, Adrian, because what she's saying is, like, I don't think we have problems with blacks around. Kids doesn't know the difference between a black man and an Afghanistan man or that like that. They don't know any difference. Their brains are still developing. But you have to, what's going on is putting a big patch on kids' lives. It has to, because the parents are constantly frustrated. As you know, with the bills, They're struggling with house bills, with heating bills, everything. And then they look at these foreign people coming in, getting put up in hotels, getting doctors paid for them. It's frustrating the Irish parents, and it is going down the line for the kids. And it's an unfortunate situation, but it is happening, and we just must call it a spade here. This is going to get worse, this situation.
Grace, let me ask you, in terms of young kids becoming racist and using racist language, what can we do about this? How do we stop this happening? You heard Anya on earlier on. She is absolutely terrified for her child, as her child grows up, that is, her child is going to be subjected to this shit.
Well, my child's dad is foreign, but my child happens to be white, so I don't think there would be that big of an issue. However, he does come from an immigrant background. His dad is Albanian and is an immigrant here, so he just so happens to be white. I agree with one sentiment that he said, which is that children by nature are inclusive. However, you cannot tell me that children don't know race when you could have a Ukrainian child in that class where 99% of them are white, and you have a child with a different colour skin, and that child was racially abused. So they do know the difference, because they wouldn't racially abuse a Ukrainian because they're white, but they would racially abuse a child of colour.
Mm.
So they do know the difference.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Henry has been in touch with us.
Hi, guys. The reason why racism is getting bad in Ireland is because everybody, like the fellas like Mark and everybody, are listening to the likes of Philip Dwyer filling their heads with rubbish, and bloody they're all weak minded and they're bloody putting thoughts in their head.
And one final message, this is Mo.
The truth is, Ireland has been racist for years. I grew up there. I left because of my line of work. It was a bit stupid, but I was younger and I left because I couldn't do my job, because I couldn't trust people to have my back. Back then, I used to walk in on the street and get peanuts thrown at me from the car, shit thrown at me from the car, and go back to where you're coming from, everything. I thought it got better, but nowadays it's back and in your face. And I think this is just a worldwide thing, to be honest, how the world is going. Things are getting harder. People are frustrated and people need a scapegoat. And so there's so many reasons why this is coming up right now. But I can't believe him. I don't know what that guy is that was talking just now. Like, to condone for a 10-year-old. What does a 10-year-old know? Doesn't even matter if the 10-year-old is a mixed race or not. Why would any person with feelings, why would you want a 10-year-old subjected to that, and you are excusing it as, oh, that's the way it is? It shouldn't be. That's just wrong.
Thanks very much indeed for your message, Mo, who lives in Sweden now, but a regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Now, can I just say as well that a lot of messages have come in from people who wanted to talk on the show that are from that particular housing estate in Killester. It's not that we were censoring your opinions, but you were saying things about people we don't know about, and that's why we couldn't let you on, okay?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.